Wisconsin Republicans passed a law in 2011 that restricted the power of state agencies to write administrative rules without getting the governor's okay. Evers argued the law did not apply to him since the superintendent is a constitutional office, and in 2016 the Supreme Court agreed. But last year, Republicans passed new limits on administrative rules. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty asked the court to find that those new restrictions do apply to Evers. The Supreme Court said today it will hear arguments in the case on May 15th. That means the case will be heard by the court's current 5-2 conservative majority. When Justice-elect Rebecca Dallet gets sworn in later this summer, that majority will be trimmed to 4-3. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.